half of the Brian Cash Claus Show. And now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books. There are famous Lolas out there. Hi, Lola. Lola, the queen of the radio. We got Alessio in the house.
Hey, and not just Alessio, but Santana's in the house.
Alessio Santana. Think about going to a beach. You have sand. And when you go to the beach, what do you get? Tan. Santana.
And where you find it at? At WTAN. Okay. Radio station.
Okay, so anyhow. Life is funny, right? It is. We got our first guest on. What? Who do we have on?
Hey, we have Slater Trades, where if you really want to have an adventure, you put on your safari hat and you go into their massive warehouse where they have stuff that you have not seen before in a long time and you want to take home. But come on down, and here it is, the famous, the one and only Slate from Slate Traders.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Alessio? Hey, Brian, how you doing?
How'd that go? Was that better?
That was better.
Okay.
It was.
Well, good. You know, the number one Arbitron-rated show is 105.5. One click
you said
up.
That. One click away.
One click away.
But we're going to change that, though, because everybody's going to tune in because they like what you say, and they like how I say it.
So anyhow, I'm going to tell a blessed story that has to do with you, Scott. One of the main reasons I try to keep a positive attitude, which I don't always do, just to be real. In my head, I don't, but sometimes I speak it, but sometimes I don't. So my daughter called me up, and she needed some help at school, right? So it was like an emergency thing to get to school to help her. She wasn't feeling good. But I really needed to, there was like three or four checks I needed to pick up in Palm Harbor and Dunedin and all that. And I'm with my buddy Tony. And we're driving there and I'm saying, wow, I'm going to be all the way in Largo at 3 o'clock. And then I got to take her, at 5:30. So do I go all the way back to Tarpon Springs from Largo and Almerton Road area to get the checks then to maybe get back in time to take her to cheerleading? So I said, Tony, I just looked at him. I said, I hope I get blessed that someone calls or something happens where I can get a check. And I kid you not, I just said that. I put it out in the universe. I want to be blessed. Can you please bless me? Because I'm thinking, you know, am I going to regret, you know, when your daughter, do I look back that I wasn't there for her? Or do you do take care of your family first and sometimes your business suffers, right? So the phone rings. And a client of mine called. They owe $850. And she goes, you know, you never came by and got the check. But part of the deal was she was on vacation for 2 weeks. And then part of the deal, she's very rarely there at this restaurant. So it's even hard to get it even. She goes, would you like? What happened is this weekend, the weekend before that, she did an event where they made about $7,000 at some type of. Like, you know, it was a charity event, but she still made a profit from it. And it was a big dahua at some park. And she said they sold out of all their food. And it was the most successful weekend she's ever had.
Through advertising, through Brian's cash coupon, wasn't it? I mean, think about it.
So she says, now I would like you to come get your check. And then I called Tammy up, right? And I said, Tammy, please go. And she went there and did her deal and. And it was just, and then I was able to see my daughter and spend time with her because she was in a situation where she needed me to be there. So it just shows you, you know, if you pray, right? People scoff at prayer, right? Until you do it, I can tell you, it was an IBM. And what I call an IBM is like an itty-bitty miracle. Isn't that a neat story, Scott?
It is a neat story, you know, but you don't even really have to pray. You just got a desire.
You know, Scott.
You know, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's like in all walks of life. I don't care, you know, who it is or what it is. You just basically desire it. The more you desire it, the better off you're going to be. The more you think about it, you know, and you just put it out there. Like you said, it's that easy. You know, good, bad, or indifferent. So be careful what you think about.
And Scott,
you know, good. I mean, that's all I gotta say.
That's a good point.
What you think about, because it always comes back.
But
it
does. You don't have to
no
act.
No matter what it is.
But you don't, even if it's a bad thought. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, you don't have to act on it. You think bad thoughts, it's going to come out bad. You know, if you think about your bills and you can't pay them, well, guess what? You ain't going to be able to pay them.
Well, when Brian was telling his story, you know, it just reminded me when I was in high school in my algebra class, when they said if a train takes off from this point and goes to that point and all that, and Brian's trying to say that, and it hit me when he finished his story, that imagine if I had answered that question, well, I leave it to the universe and takes care of it. I don't think I would have had an A on that class.
Right.
But I have an A in life. Because that
you
is
never
what
know.
Happens.
The guy next to you would have dropped his paper and you could have looked over and seen the answer.
You know, one time I cheated on
it. You were thinking positively, yeah. Huh?
I did.
Yes.
Have you anybody here?
You know?
I guess this is something you don't admit to, but I did cheat on a test once. Eric Thune in high school was the smartest kid in school, and he was my best friend. But he was also the smartest kid in school. And there were several, not just once either, several times that he made sure that I was able to, on a multiple choice ones, it's really even easier.
Oh, so you mean he cooperated with you?
Right. So, like, I heard a coach then say to the kids, because my son plays on football, and when a kid wasn't doing his laps, I learned from these guys when they talk to the kids, if you're open-minded, right, always be open-minded. And he told the kid this. He goes, you're cheating yourself by not running these sprints. You're cheating yourself by not doing the push-ups correctly, because when the game time comes, you're not going to be prepared. So when I was cheating and getting all these high grades and everybody thought I was smart, I was really cheating myself.
How true.
Have you ever cheated on a test, Scott?
I got to say I probably have.
Alessio, have you?
You know, I don't really have any recollection of a specific event, you know, but I would tell you that some people looked over my shoulder to see what I was doing, and then they changed their mind.
Have you, what's your first name again? Tom, right?
That is it. Yeah, Tom.
See,
yeah,
I didn't have to cheat. Have you ever cheated on a test?
Of course.
Okay. I bet you most people, and I don't think you should, like, you know, too much information. Certain things I don't think. Especially if you're in politics, but maybe also too, maybe the authenticity of saying, hey, I did it, but I wouldn't do it today. But like, we do change, right? It's called being mature.
Oh, absolutely. People always change.
Right.
You know, I probably had 5 or 6 different lives.
Right.
You know, and each one I progress into in a better me.
Good. That's really good. Hey, can you talk about that picture that I fell in love with? It was one of 500?
Yeah, it was actually
and I got
Jim Warren.
If you don't sell it,
it was
30...
a Jim Warren painting. He did like all kinds of
tell him about
that. Album covers with Cooper, Alice Cooper, and he won the Grammy with the horses. I think it was Night Moves where the guy had the horses on the front. You know, that was him. I mean, he's done book covers. He's a Disney painter right now. He's done a lot of things with Larson. That, you know, Gary Larson, the one that does all the fish painting underwater, he'll do the top and the guy will do the bottom and vice versa. They worked in conjunction. But I've got a painting, a 1 of 950 signed litho that basically hasn't seen the light of day in 20 years. There's an odd story. What it was is the guy went ahead and did 10 versions of 950 each, ended up signing them, numbering them, you know, when they were done, and then he got in fight with the promoter or producer of the run, and the guy kept him, kicked him out, told him screw, all signed and everything. They sat for 20 years until he died, and then his wife out of the estate sold them to this guy now. So he's got the only numbered litho proofs that are out there. And Brian happened to see one of a woman's face, and there's a sailboat above it with all kinds of mountains and stuff. And then she goes underwater, and you've got the fish and, the aquatic life and the seascape underwater. It's all up in one. But this guy's called Jim Warren. He's amazing. I mean, he's a self-taught artist. He's been doing it for the 60s. He sold this first painting in high school for 50 cents or middle school. You know, and back then, you know, you could buy, you know, a salt painting for $5 and get a cheeseburger and gas money and go hang out down at the beach. But he never conformed to any artist. He liked Rembrandt and Dali and, you know, all different types of artists that inspired him. And he kind of put it all into one and never conformed. It's just his own look on life. And, I mean, he does a lot of celebrities' kids where he paints them on the fish and stuff like that.
It reminds me of Dolly.
Dolphins.
If you think
I mean, it's a Dolly Warren. I mean, it's a really, you know, different thing. I'm trying to get 50 of each one, you know, hand-signed and numbered, you know, and I want, you know, 50 of all 10 versions, you know, the lowest numbers I could possibly get, you know, signed and numbered.
Right.
But I'm working on a deal with them right now. You know, it's amazing. I just looked at two Venetian mirrors from the 1800s just now that have paintings on them. They're unbelievable. I mean, I just offered a lady some money for them. I bought a huge, huge Black Forest clock and another mirror, but this other guy's coming down from Orlando, and, you know, she's a religious person, and she gave him the opportunity to look at them either tonight or tomorrow morning, and so I told her I'm in her back pocket. You know, don't let the guy steal them. You know, if he doesn't make you an offer that you like, please give me a call. That's all you can do.
Right. And then that also, and that's a blessing for her, to use the word blessing again, because that can make her stay stronger, like she's not, like, under some, like, you know, like in a desperate situation. So you're doing good.
I wish I would have walked out with the mirrors, but I guess I couldn't, you know.
Right. So you're actually helping her. So that's good. I mean, really, seriously, you're being a good man.
No, I understand. I told her, I gave her my cell phone. I says, if he happens to come tonight or tomorrow morning and, you know, it's beyond my hours, just call my cell phone. Excuse yourself. Just tell me what he offered you. I'll go put in the 2-3 hours of research, see if it's a famous artist who drew the portrait. I mean, it's reverse painting on glass. I mean, they're gorgeous.
And you know what?
You know, I mean, gilded. I mean,
I'm trying to describe that painting. Like, I guess there's where seeing is believing. I remember they opened up.
Well, anybody who's seen Wayland would understand. Wayland, it's the perfect Wayland painting. He's got
Dolly. People more know Dolly.
Caesar's Palace. I mean,
yeah.
You know, he's in high-end tourist areas. And, I mean, Wayland's very, very unique where he does the underwater scene and the above-water scene together. And he combines the two. So, therefore, you're looking at both perspectives.
Okay, hey, I got Jay Treasures. Say hello.
Hey, everybody, how's it going today?
We got Jay Treasures. He misses you, Scott.
I do. I was thinking about you today on the ride here through all this traffic.
Because he expected you to be here.
Well, also the treasure.
You know, I was going to, but then again, I got called to go look at I couldn't pass it up. You know,
well, why don't you come in
the box truck?
Why don't you just come by if you're in the area? Just to get, we have crab salad. Right? Made like unbelievable crab salad here. And if you just want to take a plate to go, there's pizza from Frank's Pizza.
No, you know that. I mean, I just stopped and ate lunch on the way back.
Okay, I'm just want to invite you. I want, or you, you know, it was unbelievable.
I know.
You know,
I mean,
Pam, remember Pam?
I like coming there, I do.
Remember sophisticated Pam when she was the young lady I brought with me the other day? She's very sophisticated.
Yeah.
Well, she made the crab salad.
Ooh.
And she ground up, I mean, she didn't, it's not just like crab salad. It's her own grandma's recipe to make crab salad. So it's just unbelievable.
I'm going to have to try that out.
Yeah. So anyhow, sold. Scott, you're a great man. And, I mean, you're doing what I would really, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I'd love watching and seeing memorabilia from the 1800s, 1700s. He had something in there.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's
you
just
know
amazing.
I mean, just like that fountain that we found the other day, that's got to be 250 to 300 years old. I mean, it's amazing.
Plays right into Jay's treasure. He's a treasure hunter.
I'm looking at some quartz, some stones
that.
Right here.
I mean, you know, the rocks. I mean, Jay needs to stop in and take a look at our rock collection. I mean, the guy collected for 80 years. We've got some of the most unique rocks. I tried to tell the girl at Rock Warehouse to come by, and you know, I'm just saying, I mean, we got emeralds, rubies, opals. I mean, just the guy collected for 80 years. It's amazing. We've got lapis. I mean, we've got meteorites. I mean, it's unbelievable the collection we ended up getting from this guy.
Are you open today?
You know?
You open a day?
I mean, stop by.
Yeah, because you're right down this way. He's on Hercules.
I'm on the way, right?
Yeah, he's not that far. Is it all right if I send him there after the show, Scott?
Yeah. We're here till 5.
Oh, ask Jay a question, Scott, since you know, like, a lot. Ask him a question about what he does.
Jay, I mean, I know what Jay does now. I mean, you know, it's cool that he went out and did that. I mean,
I had to take it to another level.
You know, tell me something special about your shop right now, and, you know, something that's really cool and unique that you got in that you're excited about right now.
I have dinosaur faces that are staring back at you through time. I have dinosaur eggs that are frozen, that are constructed to life through dirt and through pressures. You know, it's just, you know, I was the same thing. I did the same thing as Scott did. I did the exact same thing. And I still love the antiques. I really do. But I just dug so deep, I had to find the oldest antiques in the world. You know, the rocks, the minerals, the fossils. You know, it's just when you feel it, you just know with that weight. You know, that's how you shop when you're dealing with antiques and stuff like that. You feel the heavier weight is the older, you know, not all the time, but it's quality, you know, more quality.
Yeah.
You know, so for me, every piece of these rocks drop into my hand like ingots of gold and silver. You know, you're like, oh, my. You know, it drops that palm down a little bit. You know, you're like,
well, you know what, Jay? Mm-hmm. All the gold and silver that's left in the earth right now is still from, you know, it could be from the beginning of time. I mean, it's just recyclable.
That's part of the minerals.
I mean, all the gold that you're getting now is the same gold that was around before.
No, I'm just saying,
I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, for sure. But no, I'm calling the rocks the gold. You know what I mean? The minerals.
Because, no, I understand what you're saying, but it was funny that you mentioned it that way because it's still recyclable.
Yeah. And what's,
I mean, but the rocks, I mean, they're amazing. They really, truly are. That's why I was saying stop by. I mean, I'm in awe at some of these.
I will stop by.
We've got 10, 15 different meteorites that we're sending off to the Meteorology Association.
That's the only way to do it.
Right now, to go get tested, it's the only way you could do it. You got to take off 2 grams or 2 ounces and chip them off.
Slice it.
And
then
zoom
in on it.
There and send them out. And, you know, it's the only way that you can
tell them about the meteorite or not. Tell them about the salt lamp. Like, give the whole story behind it.
All right. So there was a pink ocean that evaporated millions of years ago, an actual pink ocean with minerals deposit all throughout it. So the whole ocean was pink. And it was, and then I think what happened was that it dried up maybe from a mountain growing or something else of the sort. But then what happened was it left behind the salt deposit. And then thousands of years ago, the monks found a deposit, and they were harvesting it, and they brought it back to their temple, and it helped to purify the air in their temple, they were saying, when they put fire underneath it. And then thousands of years later, you know, people caught on when you put electricity to it, it actually heats up where it's not hot to a touch, but it's just hot enough that it starts drawing in the moisture, and it helps to purify the air in your house. It's really neat because I was reading up on it yesterday, the day before, that everybody in every room and most of the houses in the world have humidity trapped in the upper parts of the ceiling. And you could see that and prove it when it's on a sunny day and your windows are open and the sun shines in and you can see the dandruff and dust dancing in the air in its own sequence of life. So you're looking at it and you're like, man, that's a lot of dirt in the air. So these salt lamps actually help to purify that, because it draws in the moisture that the dust is trapped in. So that's what's really...
Did you ever go to Vegas and go to that salt restaurant?
Not yet. No. I heard about them,
though. Did you read about it? I did hear about them.
We
sold them their platters. We mine 11,800 feet up in the Uinta Mountain Range up in Utah. So we only get 2 months worth of mining, maybe 2.5, 3 tops. Because it's so high up and it's such a short season to mine. But look at amberonyx.com. And it's a deep, rich honeycomb amber that's translucent that we backlight. We open pit mine that in Utah. I actually went to China for fabrication. You know, I spent a month over there and went to Xiamen, which is the stone capital of the world. I mean, you could buy stone there from around the world cheaper than you could buy it from, whether it came from Turkey or Italy or, you know, Brazil. I mean, it didn't matter. I mean, but this amber onyx is almost like you're talking. It almost looks like a salt rock, but it's a honeycomb calcite.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It has, you know, it's strong. I mean, we've been making floors and bars and office buildings and stuff like that, but we backlight it.
You know what's
and,
so
and
crazy?
That's supposed to have healing properties to it.
You know, you know? That's beautiful. I love the ambiance that, you know, when they put light to it and it glows, it's like any rock
that's
translucent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's better than any kind of granite that you could buy in the world. These people want like Ubatuba or Blue Butterfly, and they want to make a statement. You know, you put a bar, like a wet bar with this amber onyx and backlight it. I mean, I don't care who walks through your door. It just like draws them right to it.
But I do have a quick question, though. Because I've been looking at this gorgeous stone in front of me. Is that what you were describing?
Yes, I did. Yes, it
look
was.
At, look on your phone. Look at amberonyx.com.
It comes with the lamp.
No, look at amberonyx.com real quick. That's all I say. That's all I can tell you to do.
If you had the... we do have a camera here.
A-M-B-E-R-O-N-O-Y-N-X. Amberonyx.com. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what's so cool about these rocks, man, is that most of the world are the biggest collectors of rocks and minerals, and no one even realizes it. You know, if you look inside your pocket, just pull out your car keys. They're made out of rocks from the earth. If you don't believe me, go a little deeper. What about your whole house or about your cars? Your cars are made of rocks. Your house is covered in sheet rocks, concrete floors, nails that are made of rocks. I could just keep going for hours, you know. But that's the coolest part is most people, they don't realize that we're all the biggest collectors in the world of these rocks. But then we're all like, we don't collect rocks. What are you talking about? You know, they're all wishy-washy because people said back in the day that they're for witchcraft and warlockism. You know, that's not the case. You know, these are all actual dedication marks. They survive the test of time, and they're gifted through us through life. You know, any way you look at it, that these were all actual, you know, they were pretty much handed to us. And most people, they don't even realize it because they're so busy, man, with the steady hustle and bustle. It's not their fault, man. Everybody's trying to survive to be the best they can be.
And these things are beautiful. Yeah. I mean, I would love to have them in my place. And now you're saying that this particular stone that I'm looking at has not only is it beautiful, not only does it look like prestigious and it's huge, but it also, if I give it a little electricity, a little heating, it will improve my environment in my home wow.
Positive outlook. You know, if all else fails, say you had the worst day of your life, you turn that key, you pull open that door, you look up, and there's a million-year-old salt rock waving at you with the glow, what are you going to do?
Hey.
You're going to throw that negativity out the window and say, see you later, alligator.
And it's a natural way. For example, you know, my 8-year-old granddaughter is currently in the ICU because she has some kind of respiratory problem. And what you're describing with that stone is the ability of being able to neutralize my home to make it a friendlier place for my family to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the doctors even, they have salt caves like Scott was saying, kind of. They have salt caves that the doctors send you there, and it helps with COPD. It breaks out the mucus in your lungs.
I think everybody needs to come out and get some of them.
All the treasures that Hitler stole and everything else. I mean, we're all
why don't you hold the baby and tell us about the baby?
I mean, all the paintings and, you know, the artifacts and everything else that he stole from all the museums and stuff were all hidden in salt caves.
No way.
I mean, just because
that's
of the
crazy
preservation. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. It's so deep. You know, there's so many little riddles, man, that we all don't know how to solve it. But if we just slow down and enjoy life, man, and give everybody a great big dirty hug, because we're all made from a bunch of dirt. If you research it, we're made of 91% liquid salt. So you know what that means, guys. Mm. That means it don't matter what color, who, what, where, when, why we are. But guess what? We're all rock stars because we're made out of 91% liquid salt.
And talking about a star, I just want to introduce a brand new, a baby that came into the studio. Is she not beautiful? Look at that. Look at that flower on her head.
Oh, my God.
Is that your baby?
Yeah, it's my first. That's her. Aurora's her name and Treasure's her game. You know, she's 8.5 months old. But, man, it's like she's been with me forever. You know, it's just so beautiful, the love that a little one could give. It could change everyone's worlds forever just by, you know, anybody. It could be a grandkid. It could be a grandparent. It could be somebody in a grocery store. You know, just that little smile and that little giggle look that a baby can give off could change their world forever for the better.
Mm.
You know, just with that heart, to melt it.
I've been the witness to that.
Oh, sold. Another satisfied customer, guys. Hey, I'm not trying. Hey, my baby's not for sale, but I'll tell you what. Hey, it's just so beautiful. We'll go back to the rocks with the baby like that, because to have a baby and to create it into life through magic and through time and dedication, it's the same thing with the rocks. The earth loved everybody. It loves us. It loves the world. And the earth says, you know, I have to give hope to the world, because it's going to be so confusing and frustrating, and it's going to be manipulating. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave behind the rocks deposit, and I'm going to let the world know that dreams do come true, that miracles do exist. And all they got to do is look deep within a rock, because if all else fails, you know, you just look up, man. You know, look, it's created through life, through the time of flexing the muscles of earth, bursting through the seams of life.
And we come from the soil, and it's in us. Yeah. We're just a temporary holder of what is there. We're in sync. We're in communication. We are.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
I need to run right now.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you for having me on the show. I just got to take care of a customer, and
well, you bring a lot of love, Scott.
Jay,
just real quick,
you'll stop down after on your way back home.
He is.
I will stop by for sure, guaranteed.
You, Scott, you bring a lot of life to the show, so I'm very thankful you take
the
time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it, Brian. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Scott.
And treasure hunters for life. Thank you, sir.
Wait, listen to this. Ready? Wait.
And don't forget.
All right, I'll listen.
Don't forget Slave Trade, where you can go and find out what you need, and you didn't know you need it, but you have to have it when you see it. Go down there and explore Slave Trade.
You can travel the world all in one place. Liberate your mind.
Without a passport.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. We'll see you. You guys have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, Scott. I'll see you in a little bit. Yeah, but what's so cool, man, I know it's kind of a touchy subject, but about death, you know, I actually, in the near future that just passed, I had my sister and my 100-year-old great-grandma pass away. But the deepest part about it is that I've realized from a young age that if there's no death, there would be no life. Mm. So if the trees never fall their leaves, if the sky never rained its cries, then there would be no life with death. So thank goodness there is, because we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for, you know, all that going on. Because, say, any of the animals, creatures, the mammals, the dinosaurs, everything of the sort, you know, if they didn't die to give the next generation life, we wouldn't be here today breathing this lovely air that we do, you know. So with that in mind, we should all take a deep breath and realize that we are all a rock star, you know. So, and then enjoy life, you know. I'm not saying to go out, you know, YOLO, you know, to the fullest and you know, go cause situations and chaos. Nothing of that sort I'm trying to recommend. I'm recommending to just go outside and pluck a flower off of a tree branch and take a whiff and look at the petals that were created for us to enjoy. You know, we're so busy that we can't even see the beauty that is right in front of us given. But I'm here to help slow your, I realized at a young age that I have ADD, ADHD, but then I figured out a way to harness it. So I ran so fast that I actually slowed myself down, and what helped me along the way was the rocks. I bought so many buckets of rocks that it slowed me down, because I had to lug all these freaking thousands of pounds of rocks everywhere I go. I'm like, I ain't leaving you behind.
But it made you strong.
But it made me strong mentally, physically, emotionally. You know, it broke me down to the ground, and it made me turn into my own fertilizer. And then with the knowledge of life, I regrew from the ground up. So now I have to spread the knowledge I've earned to the world, man. That, you know, we are all equal in every way. And all we have to do is just enjoy the dirt, man. You know, pick up a handful, give each other, you know, a nice big hand hug, you know, and then rock and roll for the world to enjoy. Sorry, I got my little baby taking care of business. She's cutting in front of me, but that's all. It's okay, you know, because she deserves everything that I got and more.
Hey, so. And if you want joy, just look into a child's eye And when they smile at you, ah.
Oh, I know. God. The melting effect, you know, it can melt the iceberg or anything. But I'll tell you guys how I started. When I was a little boy, about 5 or 6 years old, well, when I was 3 or 4, I used to dig up a ring in my backyard. I would dig upside down pyramid, drop a stick down the ring, drop the ring down the stick, cover it up, pull the stick out of the ground, and then dig it up every day. My mom loved me because she would wash dishes every day, or peek out that window and say, he's right there with his older brother and his younger sister treasure hunting along the way. So my dad gave me that ring. So when I was about 4 or 5, I dug a little deeper every day, and then it disappeared. The ring actually disappeared. Mm. It was either a white gold or silver ring. I can't remember that detail. But after the ring disappeared, I freaked out because it should have been right there. I put the stick in the ground. I dug the hole right there. It should have been right there, but it wasn't. So, man, I said, I don't think so. My dad gave me this one. So I ran inside his shed. I grabbed a little shovel, and I started digging every day in that same area until I ended up finding this letter opener. Oh, it looked like a little knife, but it wasn't sharp. So it was a letter opener with a Native American face on the handle. So when I pulled that thing out like the sword in the stone, I ran inside right away, and I showed it to my mom. She washed it in the sink with me. I remember it like it was yesterday. We washed it in each other's hands in the sink, and then she dried it off with a little paper towel. She said, you're free. Go play. You go back on your way. So I ran back outside, and I'm like, man, the Native Americans made me their chief because of the little Native American face on the handle. Yeah. I said, what do I do now? I said, and then out of nowhere, there was conquistadors started fighting. So I started getting in fights with conquistadors in my imagination. And then I started crawling across the ground all the time. And I was in gun battles with buffaloes. And then after all that happened, I was like, what do I do now? So I ended up running back inside because the Native Americans made me their chief. I had to feed the villagers. So I ran inside. I was like, what do I feed them? So I went through all my pantry, my parents' pantry, and I grabbed a bag of microwave buttery popcorn. Ah. I said, this is how you got to feed them. I said, we got to feed them corn. So I ran back out. I ripped it open. I sprinkled it in the ground. And out of the whole bag, 6 corns did grow. So I actually grew microwave buttery popcorn. But then it got ripped out of the ground because my dog, Ralphie, was chained up next to it and ripped it out of the ground. So from that day on, I've realized that life is so precious and short. So with that in mind, you know, everywhere I go, I appreciate it. You know, like I appreciate the dirt flying around me, the leaves blowing around. I even kind of say hi sometimes, like, hey, buddies, how's it going? Thanks for being here. You know, so I ended up in, I dug so deep to try to find myself. I was surrounded by these rocks and minerals and fossils. Mentally, you know, not physically. I never really dug, you know, besides buying people's collections and stuff like that. But now that I climbed out, now they're calling me a rock star. So that's the knowledge I've earned, and I'm giving it to everybody else. If you ever want to come into my store, I'm located at 813 Dodekanesi Boulevard, right on the world famous Sponge Docks. And every week or two, they have new things going on there down on the Sponge Docks. Like tomorrow's First Friday, they're going to shut down the whole street on Tarpon Avenue and have a giant festival party with like at least 5,000, 10,000 people. So every week, you know, you should look into different events going on over there in Tarpon Springs. And when you got a free time, come on down and see me at the Lighthouse Building. I'm actually inside of a lighthouse building where I made my treasure lair all the way in the back of it because I had to pick somewhere. You know, I figured out that I had to pick out a place where it was great for me to come in and accent the people that were around. And the largest Greek community in America that harvests sponges, that's where I found where I could lay my head at for everybody to enjoy. You know, because it's hand in hand. You know, they harvest their sponges, their life. I harvest my rocks. You know, I sell them. And it's all part of Mother Nature's time, the gift of life that keeps on giving.
I'm definitely going to visit you. What was that address again?
It's 813 Dodekanese Boulevard. If you don't know how to spell it, just type in Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks. And I'm towards the end of the Sponge Docks right across the aquarium. They have a live aquarium right across the street that you could hold alligators. And actually, our first time we went was 3 weeks ago. And my little baby girl was helping to hold the alligator with us. Mm. So that was really cool. We have good pictures of that. And Also, we had a ribbon cutting about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and the 100-year-old great-grandma I was talking about, she made it there. So we have a picture. I'm going to blow it up with like a big old picture. The picture is, or I have a picture right next to my letter opener that I found when I was 5 years old. I have it framed inside of a frame right there on the wall. But right next to it is the picture of my great-great-grandma who's 100 years old and got to see the treasure man in action, you know. And she asked me, she's like, what am I doing here? And I was like, Grandma, if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here. Mm. You started this by making my grandma to make my dad to make me, so I'm going to finish it by telling a legacy of a lifetime. What's really cool about it, you know, this is a God-honest truth, is when she was like 89 and 93, she broke her hip twice. So 89, she broke her hip. 93, she broke her hip. Both times, they had to give her blood transfusions. And both times, the doctor's like, she ain't going to make it. And I was like, if you believe, you could achieve anything. So all my family's all in tears. And, you know, they're like, man, is she going to make it? And I was like, she is going to make it. And I gave everybody hope, and she did make it. So the second time that happened, my uncle moved back to town to find, to help clean and help grandma, because grandma takes care of great-grandma. And they were cleaning through all her stuff. And my uncle actually found this picture in like the attic, or almost like an attic on the top shelf. And he's like, who is this, grandma? She's like, that's my grandma or my mom. And it was of he's like, well, I thought you said we were French Canadian. And she's like, well, we are. And it was a picture of a black blue haired lady with a Native American shawl on, with a Native American complexion, sitting sideways on the beach profile. And the craziest part about it is that when all that was occurring, so we were like, who are we related to, Grandma? Blah 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 blah. Tell us the backstory. No, she's like, I don't know. Months and months later, my uncle kept asking questions, she admitted to us that her great 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 grandma switched her maiden name from Lisette Charbonneau, and her dad was a French Canadian trapper. So at the time, we didn't think nothing of it. You know, we're like, okay, grandma, that's cool. At least you gave us something new. So the next thing you know, a month later on the Discovery Channel, what came on was the Lewis and Clark excursion with a French Canadian trapper named Touchon Charbonneau. Mm-hmm. And they had two kids with Sacagawea. And one of the two kids' name was Lisette Charbonneau. And she was adopted. So my grandma gave us clues that matched up that we might be related to Sacagawea. So exactly 200 years later, I was born as the treasure man to bring hope back to the world. So I don't know if this is coincidence, guys, and I'm not lying because I don't lie. But I'll tell you what, when my book gets finished, because I've been writing for 8 years, The Lewis and Clark Excursion, how I think it really went down. And when I finish this book in the next couple months, we'll see if they could prove me wrong live on the Maury Show or something like that. You never know. You know what I mean? Yeah. You are the great, 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 great grandkid. You never know.
Do you go to Asian fusion type places? Do you like that?
I do like Asian kind of places, yeah.
Hey, we got Rick on the line. Rick, you there?
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
We're talking to the treasure man, Jay's Treasures. He descends from
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. From you might know, from Lewis and Clark, Lewis and Clark, why they're famous, Rick, is they opened up new territory in the United States. They were pioneers.
Wow.
Like, you're from China, right?
Yeah, I'm from China.
Was China, like, did you have explorers and pioneers in China? Because China's real big. Would, like, someone that was famous, like, from a long time ago?
Famous?
Yeah, who's a famous besides? Is Buddha from China?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
China? You told me it was a China?
Yeah, like who's famous in China?
Who's famous?
From a long time ago.
Long time ago, like history?
Yeah.
Maybe King Xuan? That's the empire or the king.
Okay. Anyhow, Jay Treasures is right there in Tarpon also. He's right there on the Sponge Docks. Do you have any... let him tell you about this rock, right? And then tell us, have you ever heard of rocks that they can heal you? Certain rocks? Have you ever heard of... You know what holistic medicine is? When you naturally can be healed from minerals and herbs. And that's really Chinese stuff, right? Like
herbs and all that.
Native Americans, Chinese, everybody back in the day.
Pain like that, yeah.
Like tea is supposed to be really good for you, right? With lemon in it for a sore throat.
Yeah, it was everybody back in the day until the big pharmacy came along, you know?
Right. But like you had to do it through herbs and roots and all that. Do you believe in that type of stuff, Rick?
I don't know about that, science.
In other words, if you have a cold, you can take certain herbs and minerals and stuff that it would heal you just like a medicine would naturally, but it's done through natural, like if you crush up certain herbs and roots.
I think you're going to find that BJ's, he specializes in making our tummies feel good with the food that he provides, because it's not just good food, it's good quality and it tastes good. And because it's a fusion, that means that you're not going to have that type of food anywhere else. But if you need to go there and you need to check it out, you need to taste it. So what's your location?
It's 883 South Pinellas Avenue, close to the Ace Hardware.
Right, that's big. Ace Hardware, that's big. You guys, Rick swears by you, the other Rick. That's how I found out about you.
I'm gonna have to go down and check you out because it sounds so good, and the food that I see there is fantastic looking. So I'm gonna taste it and I'm gonna give back a report to everybody telling them exactly what I found.
BJ's Asian Fusion.
Go down, check it out.
You have a question, Jay, for BJ's?
Yeah. What does a fusion exactly mean? Do you fuse a couple different sequences together in the food?
I didn't know either last week.
Yeah, different.
You know what it means?
If you come try it, you taste it, you will like it,
What the word fusion means is that they have Thai food, they have Chinese food.
Thai food, yeah.
They have different types. Oh, so it's a fusion.
That's cool.
In his head, though, he should say that, though. Because I didn't know what the word fusion meant. Did you?
No, I didn't. I was trying to figure it out.
Did you know, or before I said that, would you have known?
I knew what fusion was, but I didn't know exactly from where you're getting it from. So you're getting it from Thailand, you're getting it from probably Laos and Vietnam, and you said China. Whatever the best things are that you've tasted, you put it together to give us an extra flavor. Mm. And the only way we can really absorb that flavor is to go down there and check it out. So come on down. Go down there and check out their food, and I'm sure that you're going to love it and you're going to come back.
And that's BJ's Asian Fusion. Rick, what would you like to say about your restaurant?
I want to just say, it's like first time. I really appreciate for the local customers that support us. Yeah, they will try it. They really like it. Yeah, and they say a lot of customers say, "Oh, you should don't move. You should open another business now." Yeah, I'm saying, "Well, we will." Yeah.
Well, good.
Sounds delicious. You're making me hungry.
Right where you're at in Tarpon. It's right across from the Ace Hardware.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
it's in Tarpon right
there. Isn't that Alternate 19?
Yeah,
that
Alternate 19.
That one?
Yeah,
okay.
He's in the old Winn-Dixie Plaza.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about.
Maybe you can go down there sometime and ask for Rick.
It sounds delicious. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Because he has a store in the docks, right?
Yeah, on the Sponge Docks right there towards the end. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in Tarpon also, Jay's Treasures.
Yeah, I'll definitely stop by sometime. Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, BJ's is the best. Rick's a good man. And fusion means it's a combination of a lot of different things. The phone number for there is 938-0888, Crazy Eights. And it's fast, and they have a fast delivery. It's a $10 minimum within 3 miles. And they're at 883 South Pinellas Avenue in Tarpon Springs. That's directly across the street from Ace Hardware on Alternate 19. And Rick's a great man.
What are the hours?
Rick, what are the hours?
It's 11 to 10.
Okay.
Friday, 10:30. Friday, Saturday, 10:30.
And then Sunday, 12 to 10.
Yes, most of them.
And you're open during the week, right?
7 days a week?
Yeah, we were 7 days a week,
Okay, cool.
Okay, Rick, thanks for being on the show. This is BJ's Asian Fusion, and Rick's a great man, so say hello to Rick when you go in there. He'll give you a free egg roll. Right, Rick?
We will. You recommend with a Rick I got from the
To say Rick.
Okay.
Free egg roll.
Oh, I'm definitely going down there, man.
Everybody go down there. We're going to all go down there. And that's all we're getting is an egg roll, too.
Oh, Nothing else. Okay. That's just the enticer, because once I'm there, I want to try out all the good food you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come. Okay. Welcome, you guys. Okay.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, so then can you just tell the story a little bit about this again?
The salt lamp or the other ones?
Or the other ones. Go through each one.
Okay.
And so, explain what they are and what it means to you.
All right, so this is
talking to the mic.
All right, this is cool. I'm holding right now in my hand Orthosaurus. It's a real fossil sea squid from Morocco. And what happened was thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, there was a mudslide, and it trapped all these squids underground, underwater. And what happened was as they're trapped underground or underwater, I'm so sorry, underwater. So the last ice age that occurred, it pulled back the water from Morocco on the sides and left behind a mountain, like a side mountain view of all these fossils. So it was riddled. It's really cool because it was a mud. It was a mud that was trapped in time with the fossil squids, and the only thing that the squids could do to live forever in imagination was to oxidize and then calcify themselves onto the rock. So it literally metamorphed. So all the years of changing, clicking, it metamorphed from a mud to a granite. And then on the granite, you could see orthosauruses. It's a calcification from the squids all on it, and they buffed it. They buffed it out, and then they sell it as a real nice, beautiful timepiece. Then we have, this is another really cool specimen. It's a nautilus. It's another type of a squid. It has tentacles right there on his nose, and it swims backwards. But these were trapped too. Either the oceans evaporated or the mudslides or stuff like that. But what's really cool about a nautilus is that when they reproduced it, they reproduce the structure of the nautilus, because it goes in a spiral pattern, like almost like a spiral staircase all the way to the tip of it or to the middle of the circle. But what's cool about it is that nautiluses or ammonites are the strongest structures in the world when they built them. So when any culture build a structure of a nautilus, it looks like a nautilus circle all the way around. It's physically the strongest structure in the world.
Wow.
So that's what's really cool about the ammonites. You know, they show, it's all clues of life. You know, like the first boxes. I have rocks on my store that are natural boxes. So, that's the first ever box before the post office ever got a hold. You know what I mean? Creating all these boxes. Ooh. So we took our advice from the Earth's advice, but then we pushed it back because we took the advice of regular people that acted, like back in the 1900s, the quacks. They're like, we have cocaine mixed with water, mixed with soda, and it'll get rid of every ailment. And then so we're like, so that failed, after a little bit that failed. But then we started trusting, we wanted to go more physical, new age. And we left behind all the minerals. How sad is that? That we left behind all our friends, man.
That's a huge specimen you have there, too, man. It's pretty large.
I'm only selling it for $40.
What?
I'm giving it away. It's rock. It's called Rock Bottom at its best. Yeah.
It's
history.
A fossil.
It's pure bragging rights.
Mm.
It's dedication marks. And never gave up on his dreams to become the treasure. And I never gave up on my dreams to become the treasure man. So that's why we're one and one with each other. But and then this salt rock, this is the neatest thing that's in town right now in the world, is these salt rocks. They sell them in every store in America, Walmart, Target, TJ Maxx, everybody carries them. But I guarantee you my prices are almost or at least half or more than the competition.
Wow.
And when you plug them in, it's all natural pink salt, and people eat it, not this batch, there's another batch. But people eat it. But these kinds, you plug it in with the electricity with the 7-watt light bulb. It's never hot to a touch, so a kid will never get burned or anything. But it's just hot enough that it starts drawing in moisture. And when it exhales, it gives off negative ions that counteracts the positive ions from TVs, microwaves, cell phones. See, the whole houses are made out of rock, sheetrock. You know, the insides of houses are sheetrocks and concrete. So it traps all these ions from positive ions from cell phones, TVs, microwaves, and it overwhelms people, and they don't know why they're getting overwhelmed, and that's the reason.
And the stone looks good, but I will tell you, before we go out, I will tell you that I have been munching on this pizza. Oh my God, this pizza is good. And I just discovered that it comes from Frank's Pizza M Restaurant, and they're located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Listen, they're good. Check them out. Eat them. I recommend them because they're really good.
Frank's Pizza. In closing, I'd like to thank Scott Alessio, Scott, for coming on from Slage Trades. And then BJ's Fusion, the best Chinese food, Thai food in Tarpon Springs across from Ace Hardware. And, of course, Jay Treasures. In closing, Jay, end the show, buddy.
Thank you,
and
guys.
And Alessio Santana.
Hey,
you never talked about Aflac.
No, hey, listen, if you need to have some coverage, call me, 727-366-7106, Santana. Call me on the phone. We'll talk. We'll make things happen for you.
And then Jay, end it.
Yeah, if you guys ever want to stop by, I'm at 813 Dodecanese Boulevard, right on the world-famous Sponge Docks, and my number is 813-359-7025.
And he is rock solid.
Hey, if you guys, you're only one rock away from becoming a rock star, so if you ever want to come on down, I'm open between 11 and 7, Monday through, or Tuesday through Sunday, closed on Mondays, and have a great day, guys. I really appreciate everything.
Jay's Bye. Treasure.
And enjoy FM the treasure hunt, guys.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen. Jackson.